Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on Babu Haqqi Zawji al Mar'ati, the chapter on the rights of a husband over his wife. Before this we did the chapter on the rights that a woman enjoys, the beautiful rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her, the honor that Allah ta'ala has given for her. So now we move on to the next section. As we explain, this is the beauty of Shariat. Everyone's rights are taken into account. Everyone's haq, everyone's duties are also, the person is told what he needs to do, how he needs to do. So everything is chalked out for us. In a person's personal life also, in his public life also, everywhere Islam is showing us how we should be doing things. So today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi, wal amiru ra'in wal rajulu ra'in ala ahli baytihi, والمرأة راعية على بيت زوجها وولده فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. See how beautiful the muhaddithin is, that a hadith, as we explained, that one part will tie up with the chapter, but they'll bring the whole hadith. And in that it shows us that every message, every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has deep meaning. And even if it's one part of the hadith, it is still the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's very, very deep. We are just reading surface level and understanding a very basic level, but actually the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are very deep. So this hadith is speaking about responsibility, something that is very important, and is also something that today we see lacking a lot. That this responsibility, people that are given positions, Allah Ta'ala has given every person some type of position. Are we fulfilling that responsibility of the position? One is, a person is employed by an employer. A person should ask himself, that am I fulfilling the responsibility, the task that I'm being given? On one side I'm being remunerated, I'm getting my wages and my salary, but this responsibility that I put on me, am I fulfilling it? And am I fulfilling it 100%? And this is what you call honesty. So one is an employer-employee relationship. One is Allah Ta'ala has made a person the son, and Allah Ta'ala has made a person the father. The son should say, am I fulfilling the responsibilities, the duties, the rights that I have to my father, to my mother? What about these responsibilities? So this is what this hadith is speaking. Like that, the parents should see that, are they fulfilling the responsibility that Allah Ta'ala has put on them by virtue of the fact that they are parents to children? So are these responsibilities being carried out? And see how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing everyone's responsibilities and just giving it to us in a small nutshell, a little bit of a small summary, khulasa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just giving like the pulp, but inside this is so much of meaning as far as responsibility is concerned. So anyway, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each one of you is a shepherd, and each one of you is answerable for his flock. Each one of you is a shepherd. What a nice example. And each one of you is answerable for his flock. A leader is a shepherd. A man is a shepherd over his family. A woman is a shepherd over her husband's house and his children. And this is tying up with the chapter that we're doing. A woman is a shepherd over her husband's house and his children. All of you are shepherds, and all of you are responsible for his flock. What this hadith is teaching us is that every person, Allah Ta'ala has given him something. A shepherd is taking care of those animals. Now he will see that nothing attacks them. He will see that he takes those flock to safe pastures, to pastures where there is no danger of crocodiles coming, of wolves coming, of wild animals coming. And he'll always be keeping a good shepherd will always be keeping an eye on this animal. All the time he'll be taking, looking at them, at the sheep, etc. Why? Nothing must harm them. So a responsible man, all the time he's firstly seeing that my family that's under me, I'm ensuring that they're always in safe pastures as far as the deen is concerned. I don't take them to those places. I don't encourage them to go into those places where their deen will get harmed. The other thing you'll find a shepherd is that he always got the animals in sight. He doesn't take them to a place where some are gone, lost in the jungle, some are gone this way. He's always in his sight. So a responsible parent, a responsible father, mother, etc., always got the children in their sight. What means in their sight? Obviously doesn't mean seeing them all the time, but aware of their actions, where they are, what they're doing, how everything. He's always conscious of it, because Allah Ta'ala has given him this responsibility. Like that, a responsible child is always aware that, how's my parents, how they're doing, how's their health. He's always taking care of them. Like that, a responsible husband is always considerate about the iman, the welfare of his wife, about her goodness, about her iman, etc. Like that, they're also worried about the welfare of the children. Now all this comes under responsibility. So this is what Islam is teaching us. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in such a nice way, kullukum rahin wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Like that you'll find a shepherd, he won't deliberately bring something that is dangerous for that animal and put it there. He won't do that. He'll be careful that if there's, for example, there's a deep hole there, there's a deep pit, he'll take the animals away from there. Or he won't bring one lion deliberately and put it there in the middle of them. He's looking after the sheep, that's his job. He's careful, he's a good shepherd, he's looking after them. So like that, a true Muslim, a true man, a true responsible person won't bring a television and put it in his house. He knows that this is dangerous for the iman of my children, dangerous for the iman of my wife. He's careful, he's taking care of them. So like that, how an intelligent, good shepherd doesn't take dangerous things and puts it in there, in front of their animal, like that, an intelligent, responsible person doesn't do that. A person doesn't take a sharp knife and give it to a three-year-old child to play with. Why? It's dangerous. He doesn't take a lighter or a mattress and give it to the child. It's dangerous. So like that, an intelligent father won't give his young son one cell phone to play. He won't buy his young boy, son a cell phone. Daisy, this is a gift for you. He knows he's got so much of dangers in there. So he's an intelligent shepherd. He's looking after his family. So this is a duty Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. In the last part is something. A person has got iman, then it will catch him and it will strike him. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Every one of you is going to be asked by Allah Ta'ala about that shepherd, that flock that he was given. It's not just that you got that flock. You'll have to answer to Allah Ta'ala how you look after that flock of yours. Did you take care of them? Did you ensure that they have the dini welfare? Did you ensure of the imani welfare? How did you take care of that flock? You will be answerable for this. The person has got this in mind. All the time he'll be careful of the responsibilities that Allah Ta'ala has given him. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Rashad wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.